Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It's always good to have you on my program, have you here with me. Amen. In the presence of the Lord, we are. Glory to God. We serve a God that is all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful, and omnipresent. Wherever you are in the earth, the Lord is there, just like he is here right now with me. I honor you today, and I welcome you to Wednesday Word. Amen. I realize, amen, there are some nations that are listening. Amen. And you are actually in your Thursday, but it is still Wednesday here in the United States, and we are giving glory and honor to the Lord because he is God. Oh, my God. He is the true and the living God. He is the all-seeing and the all-knowing God. He is the one that saw even before creation was established. He saw what would be taking place in the earth right now, and he had a plan for each and every one of us. And we honor the Lord, amen, for everything he is doing in the midst of his people. We honor him, amen, for what he is doing in every nation across the globe. Amen. We just give the Lord his due. Amen. All glory belongs to him. Amen. There is none worthy but the Lord of honor and of praise. Amen. We can't lift up any man in this hour and say he is worthy as God is worthy, because none, there is none that is worthy except the Lord. Remember that all the talents and all the abilities and even our creativity, our intellect, all of that was created by the Lord. And it was created not to give us glory, but to give him glory. Amen. So the glory, once again, it belongs to the Lord. Today is Wednesday Word. Amen. We're going to give, we're going to pray as we go forth in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you honor. We give you glory and we give you praise. Amen. The holy and righteous God, we honor you for all that you are and for all that you've done. Ask you, Lord God, that you bless this word as we go forth today, Lord God, to bring encouragement to the body of Christ. Oh, Lord, move in the hearts and minds of each and every one of them. Lord God, bring peace. Lord God, bring understanding, bring wisdom. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let your living hope come more and more alive in the souls and the hearts and the minds of each and every one that is listening, wherever they are in the earth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 We give glory and honor to the Lord. As I said, glory and honor. The glory and honor is his. I am coming to you from 1 Corinthians, and I would suggest that you read the entire 15th chapter. But I am coming to you just with 8 verses, amen, and it's actually the 58th verse, amen, that I want to encourage you with, amen, to keep on in the Lord, because your labor, glory to God, is not in vain, amen. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 50 to 58, amen. We know the book of Corinthians was written by the Apostle Paul to the church in Corinth. Amen. And in this particular text, beginning at verse 50, it says, "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible and shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. But thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord and Savior. Amen, Jesus Christ. Verse 58 says, therefore, because of all of this, glory to God, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. I want to just take another look at that verse 58. Amen. That's the one we're being encouraged by tonight. Amen. This is our Wednesday word. Be steadfast and unmovable. Be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. That word beloved is agapetos. Agapetos. Beloved, and it means esteemed, dear ones, worthy of love. Amen. So, hey, my beloved, my dear ones, my brethren that's worthy of love, worthy of the love of God. The Lord has made us worthy. Amen. He loves us with an everlasting love. Scripture lets us know also that there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Amen. My beloved brethren, my esteemed brethren, my dear ones, my brethren that is worthy of love, be ye steadfast. That word is hydreos, and it means to be firm, unyielding, be settled, be steadfast, be settled in this thing. Be settled. Be firm. Be unyielding and unmovable. Always abounding. Okay, that word abounding, it means glory to God, and it is perisuo, and it means overflowing. Glory to God. So always overflowing in the work of the Lord, because your labor is not in vain. Even if it looks like you're moving like a turtle, amen, and you can't see what's being accomplished, but the Lord sees, and your labor, it is not in vain. Even when it seems like nobody's listening, even if it seems like it's falling on deaf ears, even if it seems like, amen, they're going on and doing their own thing and doing what is right in their own eyes, even when it seems like all that, your labor, it is not in vain in the Lord. So therefore, because of all these other things that we have read, amen, in verses 50 through 57, because, amen, we are victorious in the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Because we have victory in Jesus. Hallelujah. For my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. Those things that you do for Christ, those things will last. Those things, amen, will stand before those things will stand. You will leave a legacy in the spirit. Those things that you do for the Lord, they are not in vain. They're not in vain. None of them. It's not in vain. Those hours that you get up at 4 o'clock, five o'clock in the morning to pray for your family and pray for your community and pray for the government and pray, amen, for the nations, amen. It's not in vain. The Lord hears your cry in every prayer. Glory to God, your labor is not in vain. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you. Thank you for joining me for Wednesday Word.